Hey, Nerd Talk Nation, this is your host, Jordan Halstead, and co-host Micah Current. Today, I have no idea what we're talking about. I'm actually really excited about the idea of not knowing. I've done this to Micah a couple of times. I'm like, hey, trust me on this. And he said, hey, trust me on this. And so Micah is going to lead conversation today. I told him he gets to be the captain. He's gonna run this ship. And so, so Micah, what are we talking about today?
So a captain I am not, but the topic I do have.
Oh, captain, my captain.
So I know we've done a lot of different episodes over the last couple of months in 2024 about different topics with Marvel, projects that are upcoming, projects that aren't upcoming, how Marvel's done such a great job of expanding their universe, and then at the same time, not doing such a great job of expanding their universe and kind of just staying in their lane. And so over the weekend, I read a couple of articles where they said that Ant-Man is no longer going to get or not going to get a fourth movie, and Captain Marvel is going to be put on the shelf right now. For now, we don't know if she's going to get another one or not.
Yeah.
So kind of what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, we've talked about, like, we haven't seen Shang-Chi forever. We haven't seen the Scarlet Witch since Multiverse of Madness. We haven't seen different characters, Moon Knight. Kind of the topic I want to talk about is, what do you think we should have in the MCU that should move forward, if that makes sense? And then what do you think they should be putting some of these pins in and just keeping them like dormant?
I like this. That's a really, really good question. Okay.
Because you called me earlier and you're like, I have no idea what you want to talk about today. So I thought about this because I went to grab my lunch and I was like, oh, I read this over the weekend. And I thought, what a better topic than that? And then what do we think we should have moving forward? And what do you think we should take a break from? So, and to put rules on it, we've already talked about Spider-Man. We're going to get Spider-Man. So
so Spider-Man's out. You can't use him. Okay.
Because we've already talked Spider-Man a lot this year.
We have, but Spider-Man is such a good character to talk about.
It is. Okay,
so let me start here. I think first and foremost, we have to set ground rules for this conversation.
Okay.
And when I say ground rules, I mean you can have your space
ground level heroes,
your ground level heroes, your space heroes, your multiverse heroes, and your world trot. So our four levels. Does that work?
Yep.
So your ground level, let's start with that part of the conversation, because I feel like that should definitely be there. I think that each level needs a team, some type of team, except for multiverse. I don't think you need a multiverse team, but like a
that
ground
can get
level
really
team.
Confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you go in and say there's a ground level team, you're defenders. I think defenders is an easy one to do. And then you could even potentially do a Midnight Suns. I don't think you have to do that. But I think defenders for a New York team would be really, really good.
So in the Defenders series, I know it's Luke Cage, it's Deadpool, it's Jessica Jones, and it's Luke Cage. I said Luke Cage twice, didn't I?
Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and Jessica Jones.
Are there different iterations of that team, or is it just them?
So that's not even the original team. The original team was Doctor Strange. I believe the Hulk and Ghost Rider were on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Spider-Man. I forget who. Defenders was not originally like the ground level team. It was just a different Avengers group. So what I would love to see is your Defenders are your ground level, and have like different iterations. So like Spider-Man joined that team. I think that's an easy one. Daredevil leading that team. I think that he could do that really well. Luke Cage, I would love to see. I don't know that you need Iron Fist there. I'm okay if like they don't use Iron Fist, but I'm okay if they do. Like that one's not a selling point. I want to see the Punisher on that team, or like at least have him show up, like on ground level stuff. Because I think that having the Punisher around is just going to be amazing. Because there's going to be that moral compass that everybody's going to have to fight him on.
Well, supposedly he's coming back and born again. Same guy.
Yes, John Bernthal. Oh. Phenomenal as Punisher. Oh my gosh. Jessica Jones, I would love to see Jessica back. Calling Wing would be cool. I would love to see what was her name? Misty Knight. I'm good with Misty Knight. I think those are the characters that I would love to see on like more your ground level. if I was going to throw anybody else, Miss Marvel. Like, kind of have her and Spider-Man be characters that will kind of jump between Avengers and Young Avengers and like other teams, like have be like, hey, I'm on the Defenders, but I'm also on this group. I don't know.
Do you think that would be too violent for her? As like,
that's what I was about to say. As I think that, like, it would become too violent, but I think it'd be cool to still see her around.
And yet, you got Daredevil like ripping people's hearts out and all that fun stuff.
Or ripping Kingpin. My heart out. or like Kate Bishop. Like, Kate Bishop would be a fun one to throw into that mix.
Yeah, because I think the Hawkeye series is a little bit more, I don't know, PG-13, not quite rated R, and there was some violence.
Yeah, there's enough violence in there to create the MCU of where we're going. But my problem is I just don't want it to go rated R. Like, I do not want to be at a point where it's too much. Like, Deadpool, absolutely, I understand. Like, that's fine. But don't take everything that direction. Like, I think – and I was reading this article today about Deadpool, and I think this would be really funny. They were asking, how do you create Deadpool into the MCU? Because if you're going to go with rated R, is everything moving rated R? Or is it going to be when he shows up, he gets – like, is that movie going to be rated R? So, like, if he shows up in Avengers 5, like, is he going to be rated R and nobody else is? Or, like – and I was like, how funny would it be if he walked into Avengers 5 and he got a censor label over him? And he's like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. I leave my own movie and I get censored? Or, like I, just the fourth wall break, I think, would be a really fun way to include that. Do you think of any ground-level heroes that you would want to add?
I think you covered them really well. I would, if I were to add anything, I would think that, like, I would be more specific on teams and maybe even have smaller versions of those teams, like two or three of them, like teaming up against, I don't know, Dr. Doom or whatever, or a smaller villain. Cause I think it would be cool to see, obviously, like, I think it would be cool to see, Daredevil, you know, run into Kate Bishop, or Kate Bishop gets into trouble and she needs a lawyer, and so Matt Murdock's her lawyer.
Absolutely.
I would love to see it. It's a really interesting discussion to see who would be, you know, as the Netflix Marvel stuff has been integrated into canon, how I use the word Disney-fied a lot, just meaning that it's like, it's very innocent and it's very Disney childlike humor, childlike that. And that's kind of how I view some of the Marvel stuff that has been put on Disney Plus, like Miss Marvel, for example, is a great example of that. She's more your coming of age. It's more of your teenager. It's more of your, you know, she's still a superhero. She's still great. She's still funny. She really made the Marvels great. But like,
which real quick, I want to plug that really fast. The Marvels gets a lot of crap. I enjoyed it. And she did fantastic in that film.
I felt like she made the movie, personally.
I think her and Monica Rambeau helped bring Captain Marvel up. I feel like Captain Marvel, like, when you started this off and you're like, Captain Marvel 3 is not happening. I think that's okay. But do, like, the Marvels 2. Like kind of – I'm okay if, like, all these superheroes get one movie or one series, and then they start to get moved around. Like, you can have an introduction film and give us their origin and not do, like, we are so set on, oh, we've got to have Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, and then do a full series with these characters. Some people can carry it. Some people can't. Captain Marvel, I just don't think she can carry a movie by herself. She's not that deep of a character. There's not some big emotional growth. And I think that what helped her grow was Miss Marvel and Monica. And yeah. So like having the Marvels in there, I think that moving forward, you have to be mindful that these characters are going to grow together and they're going to force each other to grow. And you can't always be like, well, Captain Marvel's going to hold her own series. Like, no, she's not. Ant-Man. Yeah. I would argue Ant-Man, you could easily pull a fourth movie out.
Yeah.
But not everybody agrees and not everybody liked Quantumania. I'm over here. I'm like, I enjoyed Quantumania. And, as I'm about to start phase 4 stuff, I'm actually watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier this week. what, while I'm going into phase four and phase five, like I'm excited for that film. I'm excited to get to those points because I enjoyed them.
Yeah. You know, it, you know, back to the Netflix stuff being canon, I think that like it's going to be hard to sell folks on how can Ms. Marvel be in the same room with Jessica Jones, or how can Ms. Marvel be in the same room as Daredevil? Like given the style of their series and how dark and how grueling they can be. And, you know,
I think you're going to have to just have the right storytellers, because they do that in the comics all the time. And like, think about Echo for a second. Hawkeye was still more family friendly, but like you brought in a very violent person being Echo. And then Echo had Daredevil in her series. And it's like, okay, how do we create this environment? And some moments are going to have to be deeper, and some moments are going to have to be a lot more violent. And do you have Ms. Marvel in those violent moments? Or are you just going to have her in an emotionally deep point where her and Spider-Man are having a conversation of, I don't know if I can be a defender. Like, I don't know that I can do this because of how violent they are. Like, just the way you tell the story, and you have to, when you tell these stories, you have to figure out who's the villain, what is the path we're taking, how do we create an environment for these characters to coexist? Because the reality is some of them are not going to like each other. Like season two of Daredevil did that so well, with the flip side of the coin being Daredevil and Punisher, and both being the same coin, both trying to be the heroes, trying to take care of business, but going about it very, very different ways.
Yeah. So you mentioned Ant-Man and Captain Marvel. So over the weekend,
all right. Our globe-trotting superhero level. So.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say
that, like, you know, that broke over the weekend, and I was just like, I was trying to get, you kind of alluded to, like, you know, if they did another Captain Marvel movie, it would be the Marvels Part Two or something like that, which I think would be
continue into a team film.
I would be okay with another Ant-Man movie, simply because I love Paul Rudd's.
Oh my gosh, Paul Rudd is phenomenal as Ant-Man.
And I think that they got the cast right with that whole thing. That whole franchise is great.
Yeah, I don't think there's a single person that was ill-cast.
And like, you know, Quantumania focused, you know, primarily on the quantum realm and Kang. But like, you know, Alicia and I went and saw this. You went and saw this. And, you know, we did a podcast on that, you know, when it happened. But like, the thing that we missed about the third one that we loved about the first two were the guys that he was in prison with, like his group, his lackeys. Right. And so like,
Luis
and the Russian guy. And there was a couple of other guys, but like you could bring them back in, like it, and it doesn't have to be about the quantum realm per se. You could, you know, it's in San Francisco.
Well, and you can still allude to, hey, there's still quantum realm stuff that we've got to figure out. And like have Hank and Janet be working on that stuff. Like you don't even have to touch on some of that, or maybe you bring Luis in. like you can bring some of these characters in, and that's the other side that they I think really failed after Endgame, is they did not lean on some of those bigger help. Like Darcy. Darcy was a huge, huge character in the Thor franchise. She didn't make it in the end of Thor 3, which is fine. But then was she in Thor 4 at all?
She wasn't. Well, Jane was getting her cancer treatment. She was.
Okay. So for a brief second, and then she got moved over into WandaVision. And in WandaVision, she killed it.
It was good.
And I'm like, like, you don't have to have superheroes be your main focus even sometimes. Like sometimes Luis and Darcy and like all these other characters, like Happy Hogan. Let's talk about that for a second. Like you're pulling these characters who are small, very small, minute characters in the comics, and you're giving them good roles, and people get excited when they show up. Like, honestly, put money into that and be like, all right, these guys are going to start showing up everywhere. Like Stan Lee the crap out of them and be like, hey, they're just going to start showing up in these films.
Speaking of Happy Hogan, Jon Favreau, did you see that he is in the running to direct Avengers 5?
I did. And I am excited by that, because that means that the vision is coming back to what originally was going towards. And I'm like, he understands. And like, especially with his work with Star Wars, like he understands the characters and the character development. And he has such a foot in the game that 100%.
I think he produced a lot of the early Avengers, or I'm sorry, Marvel projects.
Absolutely. And what should happen, my personal opinion, get him and the Russo brothers and a couple of the other really big, like John Watts, because he did the Spider-Man series.
What was the guy that did the Ant-Man?
That wasn't Edgar Wright, was it?
I don't think.
I think Edgar Wright was originally supposed to do. I forget who did the Ant-Man. But you get these guys together and you say, you're my think tank. And Kevin Feige just goes in and says, we're going to hire you guys to help us run this ship. And like, when we go in and we start talking about these things, like what movies are coming next, have a room with them and tell them, this is what we need. This, like, tell me who you think should direct. Who do you think is an up and comer? Who do you think is it, like, hey, Steven Spielberg said he would do one more film if it was Avengers 6. Like, are we willing to give it to him? Like, you go in and you just say, hey, who are big names? Who can we bring in? What are big name actors? Or, hey, is there any up and coming talent that we want to bring in? Just figure out how do we build this universe and make it exciting for everybody again.
Dave Filoni.
let that boy run Star Wars for a bit.
Well, he is. But I'm just saying, like, you were talking about big name directors and stuff, and I know he's, you know, primarily Star Wars universe kind of guy that, like,
Bryce Dallas Howard, bring her and Ron. Bring the two Howards in and say, all right, we want you guys to direct this film together. I think that these are people who just understand filmmaking.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll get back to your teams in just a second, but like you mentioned phase four. And I'm thinking, so phase four is really when they introduced the small series stuff. And yes. Some of these newer characters, you know, Shang-Chi, Moon Knight, etc. Who do you think, like, I mean, take your Jordan hat off for a second. And he literally has a hat on right now, so he took his hat off. Take your Jordan hat off for a second and don't say that everybody needs a second season or a second series, but go through phase four, for example, and tell me who you would give a second season to and why, or a second movie to and why. Like, cause I think that Shang-Chi obviously needs one because his first one was so freaking good. So, and I'm like, why are we waiting? What are we waiting on?
Okay. So let's take it project by project, and sure, then you and I, we can talk it through. Okay. Season one, WandaVision. I don't think a season two needs to happen.
Well, the way they wrote that, I don't think they could do
it. Yeah, I don't think that needs a season two. I think that you just continue their stories with like Vision Quest, which is supposed to come out. You do a Scarlet Witch movie. You could even do their stories the way the Hulk was and tell the story over multiple projects that they're mm-hmm. in, and you just watch their story happen. So like they've done their part. It was good. Captain America or Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, yeah.
I kind of think you could get away with a second one, but because Sam is now Cap, I don't think you could name it the same.
Yeah, it would be different.
It would have to, like, because this is going to be like Sam's story, but I think that Cap and the Winter Soldier could end up being a season two. Does that make sense? Like, I think that they could do something where it's just the two of them. But I'm okay with them not, because I think it was done really well. And the reason I'm saying that one specifically is because I saw that they're dropping that on they're doing those steelbooks with like Moon Knight and Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They did Loki and WandaVision. They're doing all these, but it says like season one, and then some say like the complete series. So it's just the way that they branded them that they're like, oh, like it might be open-ended. It might, who knows? Loki got a season two. I'm totally okay if season two of Loki is as far as we get with the Loki series. Like, that was so beautifully wrapped up at the end.
As long as we get Thor and Loki like meeting up somewhere.
I want a reunion about between the two. That's, yeah. Like, let it be Avengers Secret Wars when they do that, and let it just be like they have to go see Loki to understand like how the branches work. Like, just one moment where they get a reunite, and just to know that Thor knows that Loki's okay. Like, that would be just for a man who's lost everything. Totally okay. All right. So back to it. So Black Widow does not need a sequel.
Well, she's dead.
Well, you could always throw something in between.
Given where that falls in the timeline, I mean, you could do that. Yeah. But still,
like you could always throw it into a like a between Infinity War and Endgame. But I really don't want to see that. Then Shang-Chi, absolutely, 100%. Give me more of that. Then Eternals, hot take here.
Supposedly they're getting another one.
It got canned.
Oh, did it?
From what I read. But here's the thing. All of these are just rumors. Like nothing even matters at this point. Because like there are so many rumors that go one way or the other. And then sometimes you get rumors that say both. So it's like, okay, whatever.
Well, I did read like a Marvel's official whatever did say, the two that I mentioned at the top of the episode, they are shelving Captain Marvel for now, and they're also not planning on doing a fourth Ant-Man. That's official.
That's fine. Like,
but like growing up in the whole Disney universe, like they put movies on the shelves all the time, and they decided, hey, we're not going to make a sequel for now. But then 20 years down the road, they're making another one, or you know, there's money to be had in that. So like, you know, certain characters may need a break, and they'll come back to it later.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that the character is gone. It just means they're not going to get another outing like what they've had. They're not going to get the same treatment. Yeah, for now. Okay, so Eternals. I think that Eternals could definitely use a sequel. I want to see more of where those characters are, and I want them to establish the Eternals. But I think one of the problems is you jumped the gun by putting the Eternals into the MCU before you started really getting to the point where, oh, hey, the X-Men are now officially able to be in here. And I think that the Eternals were kind of the call to, we need the X-Men. And I'm like, you idiots. Like, had you waited 3 or 4 more years, you would have got the X-Men in.
Well, and like my wife said, my wife has said numerous times, like, they could have made this a miniseries, and they could have done a better job of developing those characters and tell you who they are and what their abilities were and XYZ. Most of the miniseries were 6 episodes. I think WandaVision and She-Hulk were the only exceptions where they had 9.
You could have done 10 to 12 episodes and just given each one of them an episode, and then like 2 or 3 episodes where everybody's together. Like that would have been perfect.
Okay, every time I go back to try to watch that movie, I can't.
Following Eternals was No Way Home. Absolutely give that a sequel.
Well, duh. They're going to give you, 3 more movies?
Yeah, I know. But I'm always on Team Spider-Man. I'm, like, so excited about it. Okay. Then we had Multiverse of Madness. Absolutely give Doctor Strange another film. 110%. I know that I personally feel like Multiverse of Madness was a misleading title compared to what really happened. I just feel like you could have chosen a different title, but like I'm not upset about it. Like it was a really, really good film. And when someone tried to tell me they didn't like the film, and I told them you can just go shove off because that was a great film.
They were high as a kite, if that's what they
think. I was like, you clearly have no taste in film.
well, I think so too, that, like, I think with Multiverse of Madness, like, I'm a little worried, right? I'm Mr. Skeptical. But, like, I thought that was such a beautiful movie. You know, just everything about it, from the multiverse, how they told the multiversal story, Scarlet Witch being the anti-hero, like, American Chavez getting introduced, Wong being the Sorcerer Supreme. Like, everything about that movie was great. My concern is if they make a third one and it's kind of like they it's not as great as Multiverse.
Like, how do you follow up such a?
Yes.
Are you able to pull a Return of the Jedi? Or no. Are you going to?
The answer is no.
well, what I mean by that is, like, Doctor Strange was really, really good. And in comparison, New Hope was really, really good.
Yep.
But Empire was better. Multiverse of Madness was better. And then you have Return of the Jedi, which was still a really, really good film, and it just created this beautiful trilogy. Are you going to be able to do that?
Which, back to the conversation of developing characters, if they had not developed characters like Wong and Wanda and stuff like that to build around Doctor Strange when, you know, this was going on in this movie. And then to bring in Professor X, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like,
yeah,
you did all your heavy lifting years ago.
Yes.
And now you're at this point of it's time to reveal. And like all the work behind the scenes, and like for people who enjoyed, which I'm a part of this group, who enjoyed getting to see certain characters come onto the TV screen, like with the Inhumans with Black Bolt. Like, I loved that. I didn't care for the series as much, but I love seeing these superheroes that I didn't really know. And I ended up buying the book so that way I could read and get to know the character. And so like the Inhumans, I loved getting to see Black Bolt in there. And then, I mean, I could really care less about Monica Rambeau as Captain Marvel. Like, that didn't really do anything for me, but like having Captain Carter, that was sweet. And then Professor X and Mr. Fantastic, like, you set up such a beautiful reveal. And then you're like, we are the Illuminati. And I'm like, yes, like that was such a cool little sidetrack for someone who reads the comics. Like, that just was really cool.
John Krasinski's my Mr. Fantastic. I said it.
Pedro Pascal can shove it off.
He did such a good job.
He did. And then in a multiverse where John Krasinski is still Mr. Fantastic, our counterparts are enjoying those films. But seriously, I think that Multiverse of Madness definitely deserves to be followed up. Miss Marvel, no. Miss Marvel does not need a second season. And I stand on that because I think that she is going to be your Nick Fury with all the small Young Avenger stuff. So,
well, they did such a great job of setting her up in her own series, both the family dynamic and her as a character. And then it basically sprungboard her to everything else, whether it's Spider-Man, whether it's the Marvels, whether it's, you know, they just set her up for the next thing so well within her series. There's no need, I think, for a second season.
Absolutely.
Because she's going to be so busy doing everything else.
Yep. Thor, Love, and Thunder. I don't necessarily need one. I didn't need that one. But I would love to see him be redeemed after that movie. I would love to see what happens next. So that's my Jordan hat. But from a perspective of just like the MCU itself, I think that they'll give Thor another just because Thor is a cash cow. And since they don't have Iron Man or Captain America the same way, I think that they'll keep Thor for a little bit. If not this last film, at least another film, they'll try and push that out.
I read somewhere too recently that like they're gonna, like, if they do Thor 5, they plan on doing Thor 5, they're gonna do the whole Zeus being the villain and Hercules being kind of like the anti-hero, you know, like it. I'm just not into that. And so,
yeah, I'd rather him face off with Surtur.
Well, it just,
okay. So there's that. And then we get into She-Hulk, and not everybody likes She-Hulk. I was one of them. I liked the first couple of episodes and I liked a few episodes here and there, but I hated the finale. I hated that they created a Kevin robot and that they broke the fourth wall the way that they did. I thought that was stupid.
You're like, wait a minute, that's a Deadpool's thing.
Well, she does it too, but she doesn't do it near as well as he does it. And he does it in a very comedic fashion. And to be honest, I think that the way that you could easily have fixed this and her entire series was do a Law and Order with She-Hulk.
Like, it's also freaking Ryan episode, Reynolds.
Yeah, there is that. But going in, I think that she deserves a second season, but not in the same way the fashion of that show was. You need to set up a law show, but I think you're going to get that with Daredevil.
You left out Moon Knight, obviously.
So Moon Knight. 1,000,000% deserves season two. That show, and not even from like just my perspective, just the fact that they left it in a state where it could be the end of him. Like, if they just did hey, we're doing a 6-part miniseries. But I think that he's too important of a character now. I think that a lot of people really enjoyed it. I think that it did great for mental health awareness, and it helped bring light to some problems. And we talked about that in our Moon Knight episode with Scott. So go check that one out if you haven't. I think that that one, because there's more character development to be had with him and Jake specifically, because Jake has not been introduced fully. He just showed up at the very end. So,
well, that's how you we talked about this earlier, but like, you want to know how you can tell when there's a good movie or a good series, when they're so good that it leaves it wide open that it could either be one of two things. It could be the end of the series and you're happy with it, or it leaves it wide open for a finale, you know, another movie and finale.
A New Hope did that.
Right. And so like, it's like, it just leaves you like, in my opinion, a good movie, a good series leaves you wanting more at the end rather than just completely shutting that door.
But will also leave you in a state that you're okay if there's never another.
Yes.
And so like I Am Legend is getting a sequel. Well, I Am Legend, the theatrical release, Will Smith dies. But on the deleted scene, or like the alternate ending at the end of the DVD, he survives. And so they're making the alternate ending canon so that they can do a sequel. And I'm like, don't do something like that. Like, you need to have, if you're going to tell a really good story, you need to be able to, like you said, leave it open enough that we can go back, but closed enough that we're okay to walk away and be like, you know, it was a really good run. Like, it was a great story that was told. And that's the other thing. You have to tell a good story.
Jordan, what's a DVD?
I know. it's the son of the VHS. So,
and the father of a Blu-ray.
And the father of a Blu-ray. which is the father of digital. Yes. So then we get to Guardians. Was that the next one?
Well, did we go through phase four?
Black Panther.
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, Wakanda Forever.
Guardians 3.
Needs Guardian. So let's go back to Black Panther real quick. Black Panther absolutely needs a sequel. Just to continue what was started. I think that Wakanda is too big of a focal point, especially within the Black community. So many people felt represented in that. Like Shang-Chi brings into the Asian culture, and you're not just dealing with a bunch of white folk anymore. You're now reaching people in representation, which I'm not like, you have to represent everybody. I think that if you try to represent everybody, there are going to be a lot of people who are not going to resonate with those characters. But like, I love Black Panther. I've seen that movie a ton of times when MoviePass, if we remember what MoviePass was, I bought MoviePass and I went and I saw Black Panther probably four or five times in the theaters.
You're talking about the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. But with Wakanda Forever, I think that one, it's a very emotional film, and it did not help you and me as we were like navigating some feelings with losing some people and whatnot. I think it's a good movie. It's very deep, and you need to,
it's long. It's like almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
For being a solo outing, that movie is long.
But it was good.
And I would agree.
I think it just deters people from rewatching it so many times, because it's like, you had called me the other day, and you were watching The Winter Soldier, and I'm like, I could sit down and rewatch that film every day. And like, it's just one of my favorites. But like, I can't do that with some of these longer films. And I've seen Endgame only a handful of times because it's just a long movie. Even though it's good, it's just longer. And so I've seen Black Panther Wakanda Forever maybe three times.
I've only seen it one time in a year.
I think that it deserves a third. But you know, where do you go and how do you handle this? And so I think I want Wakanda to be more represented, especially with like the new Captain America movie coming out next year. I heard that they are going to be going to Wakanda at one point, and I'm like, yes, like bring on some of that stuff. Guardians. What do you think on Guardians? Do you think that we need another Guardians?
When we did the review of that movie, the movie was stellar. Like, the movie was just so good. I've yet to go back and rewatch it, just because of lack of time.
I've seen it a couple of times.
But it was also emotional. But we, from what we've talked about, like different variations of the team, I've heard also that Quill's going to get his own project.
Yep. That's what they're talking about.
I'd be happy if they just did the three and they just rode off into the sunset and they never did another one. But if they were to do a series or another movie and have different variations of the team, it's going to look a whole lot different than the original group because, you know, Drax is gone. Dave Bautista said he's not going to be Drax anymore. What's her name? Said she's not going to be Gamora anymore. And so you've still got, you know, Groot and you still got Rocket. And so I don't know. I think that you could get away with doing another one. I don't know what story you would tell with them other than, you know, they're, you know, out in space and doing the space thing. But like we've talked in other episodes, like we need to give space a little bit of time, right? Like just not do
space was cool. Yeah. Space was cool. And I think that Guardians, you just do a new iteration of the team, but you still leave it as Guardians of the Galaxy and just, hey, Rocket and Groot are the original members that are still involved. And maybe Nebula hops on for one of the movies if you do another trilogy.
Mantis.
Well, Mantis walked away. So maybe maybe you don't bring her back for a movie. Or maybe you just put like Mantis and Nebula in different movies. And then Batista says, hey, you know, I'll do one more film. And he comes back. And all they have to do is use his head and hands that does the paint. Because I know that was a big thing for him was just how much paint and how much time his makeup took. So I think it'd be cool like if he was just in his Guardian suit like he was in for a lot of the film and not be shirtless through the film. And it's like, oh, hey, like I'm like helping watch the kids. Or like he just shows up or they make a phone call to him and like he just does the voice or something. Like it'd be cool to see some of that kind of stuff. I think the Guardians should stay, but it needs to be like the Avengers, a rotating roster.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go either way with that. Because again, with Guardians 3, they did such a good job of telling that story and then leaving it where it was and like they were riding off into the sunset. Or they left it up, you know, to the viewer's imagination. Hey, we could very much do another movie. Or a series or whatever. And we said this before Guardians 3 ever happened, Jordan, but like I would love to see a Drax and Mantis series. Like
absolutely.
I think that would be so freaking good.
especially after the holiday special that they did.
Yeah. They play so well off of each other.
Yes. So
we talked about Ant-Man already.
Yep, that was Ant-Man and the Marvels. And then the last item that they've done so far is Secret Invasion.
No.
Oh, and Hawkeye. We didn't say Hawkeye.
Oh, we didn't do Hawkeye. I would be open for another Hawkeye season, but not another.
I'd be good for a Hawkeye.
I think Secret Invasion was good for a one-off.
I think Secret Invasion is a good one-off. And I think that Secret Invasion could easily one-off into a bigger Skrull story.
Which I wish they would have done. That's my one beef with the Marvels. I wish they would have pulled that story more, bleeding out of the Secret Invasion series into the Marvels.
And this is what I think could happen even more. I think Secret Invasion 2, like season 2, could happen, and they could continue the story. Because like the events of the Marvels, I think it would be cool if they see this shift of, well, Captain Marvel helped save the Kree. So, like, how can we trust her? And then you, like, go through some of the connection points. I think that could be done really well. And especially after bringing those Skrulls from the one place to Earth, I think you're creating a bigger threat. And I think that it could be done really, really well, especially under Gaia being a super Skrull now. I think that could be done really well.
I just remember seeing Spider-Man Far From Home and seeing the post-credit scene with – you know, Nick Fury off world. And I was like, oh, there's a bigger story to this whole Skrull thing. And I was really looking forward to the whole moment of like, what are we getting, you know, with the Skrulls? And then when we get the Secret Invasion, it's like, oh yes, they're still here.
Felt like a letdown.
Yes. Because I wanted it to be a bigger thing because I think even though you're not a huge fan of the first Captain Marvel film, I think they did a good job of the Skrull story within the Captain Marvel film of like, oh, this person could be a Skrull. That person could be a Skrull. They take over people's bodies and they're Skrulls.
They handled the Skrulls very well.
And so like, I think I got let down in Secret Invasion heading into the Marvels movie because they just kind of left that whole conversation on the side. And like, all you see is this genocide in the Marvels of the Skrulls on that, you know, the other planet. And it's like, that's it. Like, you're not telling me anything else other than there's just this mass genocide happening. And like, we already kind of got the whole genocidal story with Thanos. Like I wanted more to their story. So.
Yeah. You know, I'm so excited because like I'm now in my Lego building. I found that they had one Skrull that came out with a Captain America or Captain Marvel set. And so like, I'm now on the hunt for these because I'm building my own Secret Invasion comic book versions of all these heroes. So like, that was really, really cool. So let's move over really quick to the Avenger side. Who do you want Avengers to move forward in the storytelling?
What do you mean by that question?
Like, what would you like to see moving into the MCU? Like, in the next phase, who do you want to see?
Character-wise.
So who do you want to see Avenger-wise moving forward? We were talking about the ground-level heroes and now, like, a globe-trotting Avengers. Like, who would you want to see moving forward onto the team? Do you want to see less heroes? Do you want to see more heroes? Because like Captain America, Steve Rogers, Iron Man, and Black Widow are gone. So that's three of the original members. And then with Scarlet Witch and Vision gone and Quicksilver died. So like out of the second movie, six of the nine are gone. So like, what would you like to see?
Scarlet Witch is gone. They think,
well, I'm saying like gone. She's like she's not really there with team members and whatnot.
I feel like you need to have some representation from that original team. And I think there's a good reason why they haven't killed everybody or had everybody go away. And I think part of that is, mainly you have, Thor and Hulk are still around. Like those can be kind of like your anchor point, of just kind
of them
like
and Hawkeye.
Well, Hawkeye too. So you still got some of those original group members kind of just around in the background. And, you know, you could pull from any one of those characters, one or all. And I personally, you know, wouldn't mind, you know, them pulling from a Hawkeye or pulling from a Hulk, you know, with the experience of being the scientist that he is and having the background and physics and all those different areas of science, and he could really direct the team, you know, especially in a post-Endgame world. As far as the team moving forward, you know, it's interesting you ask that because like there's so many different ways you could go, and people may not like my answers, but like I would Spider-Man obviously is going to be your leader of that group. He has to be. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Doctor Strange?
I think Sam Wilson, Captain America.
Nope. Not a chance.
I think so.
I don't think he's the leader that Chris Evans was.
He won't be. But here's what's going to happen. Spider-Man, after the events of No Way Home, you can't have him. You cannot have him lead. Because no one will have the remembering of who he is, and they won't trust him. Like, there's going to be you're on the team, but there's going to be a lack of trust because they don't remember who he is.
No, I've heard.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I've read too that in Spider-Man 4, he's going to figure out some way to undo that.
Oh, please don't.
I'm not saying I want that. I'm just saying that's what I've read. But I would rather have Doctor Strange or Spider-Man be that the leader of the Avengers moving forward. But other folks that I would add, certainly Doctor Strange. I would love to add some of the Phase 4 characters that were added. I'd love to have Moon Knight on there. I would love to have Shang-Chi on there. I would love to have Miss Marvel on there.
Do not put her on the team.
No.
Put her in a young Avengers. Do not put her on the big team yet.
Okay, hang on. There, Cheech. Hang on. My whole thing is I'm sitting here trying to think of like, okay, I've got all these guys, but like there's not as many women, right? And like Captain Marvel's not doing the thing, you know, like she may not be in it. You said that Scarlet Witch is out doing whatever she's doing. So the only other one I can think of really is She-Hulk. But I don't know that I would want her on the team because you have Hulk.
Scarlet Scarab from the Scarlet Scarab from Moon Knight. His girlfriend that, or his wife that shows up.
She's not been that's another character that's not been developed or revisited.
Gaia, you've got a Super Scroll.
The attention to detail or lack thereof has just kind of made some of those characters fall flat for me. And it's like, well, how can they be on the Avengers if you don't even know who the heck they are? And
Yelena.
Well, absolutely. There you go. Yelena's another one that I would add for sure. But two, like, are we talking like Avengers 5?
Sure.
Or are we talking Avengers 6, 5 and 6, 5 and or 6? Thunderbolts is supposed to come out before that. So, like, Yelena's supposed to be in that. Bucky's supposed to be in that. Supposedly we're getting Red Hulk. Maybe. I don't know. And for those of you that don't, you know, follow the Marvel trope as closely as Jordan and I and others do, Thunderbolts is kind of like the Marvel version of like the Suicide Squad. And Kate Bishop's another one. But again, you're like, well, was she too young? Could she be on Young Avengers? Like, there's this whole thing of like, who could be a Young Avenger, who could not? But like, you're like, well, Spider-Man could lead the Young Avengers. Well, sure, but is he too old? But then you're like, well, Ms. Marvel's too young for the regular Avengers. And it's like, there's this kind of like, well, can we get an age bracket, please? Hey, youth pastor, give me an age bracket.
30. 30 and younger, Young Avengers.
Well, then who does that leave to the 30 and older?
There's like, still quite a few older.
Like as in respect to the newer characters that you would add. Because, I mean, Thor, obviously, Hulk, obviously. Captain Marvel, obviously. Shang-Chi. Doctor Strange, obviously. How old do you think Shang-Chi is?
Early 30s.
Okay.
That's where I would have thrown him.
I put Moon Knight in that category, too.
Uh-huh.
Hawkeye, there, for sure.
There's plans for a Wonder Man to come in.
Yeah.
I'm okay to put him. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of characters that'll show up. And here's the other thing. Like, I think that from the Defenders, you could put some of those characters onto that team too. Luke Cage.
Iron Fist. And
I don't know that I would throw Iron Fist there. Not that Daredevil. I'm anti-Iron Fist. I've actually, Daredevil. I think Daredevil and Luke Cage will be the two from the Defenders that I would absolutely throw on there. Maybe Jessica Jones, just because Jessica Jones and Luke Cage get married in the comics and they have more women together.
Could have more women that way too.
Yeah.
There's a number of different ways, but like
the Wasp.
Yeah. Stinger, or whatever they called Ant-Man's daughter.
Thatcher.
Is it Stinger in the comics?
She's gone by like three or four different names.
That's right. But like you could definitely add her, Cassie Lang. I think that conversation is fascinating, Jordan. Like, there's so many different ways you could go, and like, I want to have so many females, so many males, so many different powers, so many different like off world. But like, it's like the original Avengers group, that's what made them so unique, right? Because you have Iron Man, Tony Stark, and you got the Hulk, who are scientists, and they're just really good at what they do, and they're very earth driven. But like, you have Captain America, who's a super soldier and brings like the militant
leader mentality
and the leader mentality into it. And then you have Black Widow, who, you know, is very, you know, detective, very like secret service, secret agent kind of spy. And then you have Thor, who's off world. And it's like, you put that group together, Hawkeye too. You put that group together and it's like, wow, this is a very diverse group of powers, group of people that have unique backgrounds, and they come together and they're like an all-star team. I don't think you're ever going to have that kind of a moment like you did in Avengers Endgame again, or in Infinity War, for example, because it was just such a
I don't think it moment. Won't stop them from trying.
Well, and I don't want them to, but you know, I don't know if they'll be able to help themselves.
I don't think that you can replicate that, because it was such a first
once in a lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. Same question. What do you think? Like, who would your dream team?
Okay.
Morbius.
All right. Listen, we're gonna take this from who's established in the MCU.
Morbius, Madam Web, Kraven the Hunter.
Get that nonsense out of here. My team leader is Captain America. I don't think it'll be led near as well. And I think it's going to be a moment where that's going to be Sam's biggest problem. But he comes from a military background as well. And I think that he's going to shine in certain ways that others can't. Your team is also going to include Bucky, because you're going to need someone who will support Sam the way that others can't. Rhodes will be your Iron Man-ish kind of character.
War Machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that your female.
So is Rhodey the Skrull version or not?
No. No.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, I did not. I would throw Shang-Chi on that team.
Absolutely.
From the female perspective, I'd put Shuri on the team.
Oh, I forgot about Shuri. She's awesome.
I would throw Yelena. I would throw Kate Bishop. Which means that I would also need to bring Clint Barton on. And I would probably... I hate saying this. I would probably not bring Spider-Man. I would not want Spidey on for the next Avengers, for the sole purpose that I think he's got to figure out who he is as a young adult and trying to figure this one out for the next, let's just say this is Avengers 5. But I would not have him in there, and I would throw in, I don't know if I would throw anybody else in, to be honest.
Well, let me ask you this. Tom Holland Spidey, because you put Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield Spidey in there.
I wouldn't want either of them in there.
With the multiverse conversation.
No. I don't want either of them. I don't want them on mainstream teams. I would love for them to continue story building with them and like have another Spider-Verse kind of film. Because really what I would love to see for Spider-Man, which I think they're just really not understanding, is that Spider-Man needs to be bought out from Sony. Like that needs to happen. But then you go in and say, I love how
you said that, Jordan. You're like, they're just not understanding.
No, they don't get it.
Like you run the place.
Yeah, they should let me run the place. I'll burn it down. Sony really should sell so that way they can do a Marvel Cinematic Universe, but also do a Marvel Spider Universe. And that way they can continue to build on those characters. And I'm not against like Morbius and all these characters getting their own films. I'm against it not being good films. Like they need to, like this Kraven the Hunter film, there's no reason that should be a film. Like they should have him be the villain in a film. He's not an anti-hero. He's like, I'm not even for Venom having his own film. Like they're not great films, to be honest, in my opinion. So I would rather see them put their money where their mouth is and say, hey, Disney, we're going to let you guys run this stuff. And then they do like, hey, Andrew Garfield's going to get some more Spider-Man films. Tobey Maguire's going to get some more Spider-Man films. Tom Holland is going to get some more Spider-Man films. And like every 3 years, you're going to get one of them getting their own film. So it's like Tom Holland every 3 years would get a film. And then the second year in that 3 years would be Andrew Garfield. And then the third one would be Tobey Maguire. And like you just cycle through them, and then you're getting a Spider-Man film every year, but it's a different universe piece. And then maybe you see them multiverse after a while, and they all hop in, and then you get a Miles Morales. Or like, I just think that Spider-Man is a character, especially with the way that we have the technology, and these guys would love to do this again. I'm like, man, just bring them back, like tell good stories, and then you could like go through the catalog, and you could put in different versions of the villains, like Willem Dafoe coming back as Green Goblin because they saved him in No Way Home. Oh, okay, here we go. Toby's going to have to fight Green Goblin and Doc Ock again, or all these different things. Like they're having to do that. But then Tom Holland's version is going to have his own versions of these characters. Like that's what I want to see. I don't want to see them just show up in No Way Home and that's the last time we see them. Like I want to see Doc Ock and Green Goblin come back. Like I'm so excited about those characters. So...
Here's my Avengers team. Just the three Spider-Men.
Get that out of here.
That's what I just got from your from your comments.
Okay. This has been a very, very fun conversation, Micah. Thank you for leading this and coming up with this idea. It's been a lot of fun.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was great. I love this. Like this is, I'm going to let you start doing this kind of stuff to me all the time.
Random idea.
This is what we're talking about. So, all right. Well, Nerd Talk Nation, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We are just pushing out more content and, you know, we're 3 years old. We're really, really excited about this. And so just keep hanging out with us every week and we'll be continuing to talk nerd and different geek culture stuff. So we'll catch you next time here on Nerd Talk.